It's KRCU's Going Public, and I'm your host, Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. Reading can be a challenge at any age. With the school year in full swing, many parents are trying to find programs to help their children improve their reading skills. Read to Succeed Plus Reading Academy, a program at Southeast Missouri State University, is doing just that. Joining me in the studio are two of the program's facilitators, Dr. Deborah Porter and Dr. Dixie McCollum from the Department of Elementary, Early, and Special Education. Dr. Porter and Dr. McCollum, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
So I'll start with you, Dr. Porter. Tell me how the Read to Succeed Plus Reading Academy came about.
It was really based on a need in the community. I had been associated with the Read to Succeed through the United Way, and we recognized that only students that were in kindergarten were getting services. And so we started thinking about how could we help some of the other students who are in grades 1 through 6. And it was one of those ideas with the dean, talking with her about starting a clinic or a reading academy and addressing some of the community needs, that some students were needing some support and they weren't getting it. And so we started planning this reading academy.
So Dr. McCollum, I want to ask you, what is the role of the teacher candidates in this program? Like, what exactly do they do with the students that they work with?
Our teacher candidates, they're enrolled in a course, and it's meeting the needs of struggling readers, and they are responsible for doing a student case study. And in the past, it had been more of kind of a contrived assignment, but now it's more authentic in that as students come to the clinic, then they are assigned students, and they assess those students' needs on various levels, their interests, their attitudes, their skill proficiency. And based on that, they develop a plan of intervention for that student. We have 2 teacher candidates per P12 or P6 student who comes in and gets services. And then services are provided once a week for a 60-minute session. And those students, it's a 2 teacher candidate per student, have that individualized session.
How does the program work? So, like, how do you all do your assessments? Do they do, like, some type of software program for the time that they're there? Or how does that work?
Well, parents have the opportunity to apply. There's an online application. In the past, we sent flyers home through the school districts. Once we get some background information from the parents, we contact the parents and ask them to bring the child to the Reading Academy. At that point, the students, our teacher candidates, they do an interest inventory and attitude survey to see what the child really likes about reading, what they don't like about reading, what their interest, where their interests may lie. They then go based on the teacher, the classroom teacher that that child has, some of the information. They get background information from the parent, too, some of the things that the parents have seen in the past and what the classroom teacher is seeing. And then they do an assessment called Fontes and Pinnell. It's a benchmark assessment system, and we look at their various reading levels, their word attack skills, how they problem solve, and their comprehension, their fluency. That information is then evaluated. They look at the results, and then they plan that action, the intervention plan, and then start those tutoring sessions.
So this program is still somewhat in its infancy, and it started out last year as your pilot program, and you worked with Alma Schroeder Elementary School here in CAPE. Why did you guys start with that school in particular?
At the time, Alma Schroeder was did not receive any federal funding through Title I. I worked with Dr. Orr, who is the principal, and I felt like because they did not have the extra funds, that they probably had more of a need to provide services for students that did not were not receiving any services for support in reading. And so that's the reason why we chose Alma Schroeder. It was our first year, obviously, and our pilot year. And so we wanted to start small, and so that's what we did. And it was only with 1 course at that time, and now we've included all our courses at the university, EL 354, which is Meeting the Needs of Struggling Reader, all sections of those courses are now part of the Reading Academy.
So are there any like particular books that have become class favorites?
Usually series books. They'll come up with, oh, I like the Magic Treehouse series. I like the Harry Potter series. It really depends on the child and the level that they're reading. I do have to say that going back to them coming to the university, they're in the Evolution Center, which is in Scully Building, and it is such a wonderful opportunity for these little guys to see how we use technology. And we do incorporate technology into our tutoring sessions, and the parents stay there. They have an area where they sit, and some of the siblings are there, and they even get on the computers, too.
I'm going to add one more thing, because I found Harry Potter is really good one they really like. But for our younger ones, what I found is a request over and over again when they do the last part of the tutoring session is just children's lit, where they try to increase their listening comprehension. And Skippy John Jones is a favorite.
Yes.
Oh, they just love that group of books. And I have several requests to, you know, check out those books for students as they come in.
Now, do they get to, like, take books home to keep?
No, we have a research-based program that we use. It's also Fontes and Pinnell. And we have leveled readers that we provide the students to read. And they reread and read and reread. And then we do have books that are available if they do want to check out a book, they possibly can. But right now, we don't have anything that we are sending home on a weekly basis. That's something we could possibly include. This is just our second year with the program, and so we're learning and changing things and altering things as we go along, find out what's working and what's not.
What have some of the responses been from the students who are getting the help?
I think they really enjoy it. They try to gear their reading around things that actually interest them instead of just, you know, here's a set reading program. We're going to read what's kind of scripted to us or dictated to us. But the students, our students, teacher candidates, really try to identify interest levels for them and try to focus all their interventions based around that interest. So the students are really excited to come there. The first couple of days, they're kind of, you know, just getting used to things. But after that, they really look forward to seeing their teacher candidates. And they kind of feel like, oh, I get to go to college and take courses. And so they get real excited about it. And it's kind of like an honor for them to come to the university and take courses.
So it's like their first steps into the college world.
It is. For many of them, it is. They've never been to a university campus before, and we all know that those open the doors to future college, you know, students, and so that's a plus of the program, having it actually here on our campus for those little ones to come and see what college life is all about.
One thing this program is trying to do is intervene before a student fails in the classroom. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, currently, students would have to, or in the past, they would have to be failing before they would get any interventions. But now we look at where are they having some difficulties, look at their strengths and their needs, and then addressing those now, and then not waiting till they fail to get that extra service or get that support. They need to be getting those interventions early so that they don't fail. And in the past, that's what we would observe. We would see students not receiving any of that extra support until they were failing, and then they could get. And sometimes that would be third grade, and they've had, you know, 3 years of school where they've been doing poorly in, and their attitude towards school has dropped. And, you know, why not start early? You know, why not provide that support? And I think through the Reading Academy, it's after school. So students aren't being pulled from their classroom regular instruction. They're getting additional support, and that's the key, additional support not in place.
What have the parents been saying about all of this?
I think my most prized comment, not mine, but one of the teacher candidates came in, and the teacher candidates were talking to me, said, you know, I really don't know if I was making a difference with that student or not. But the parent came in the last day when they reviewed their end of the semester progress with the parent, and they said, you know, he loves to read now, and that's all he wants to do. And I reassure the teacher candidate, you know, we may not have made a lot of difference in his skill level at this time, but if you've just instilled the love of reading in him, as you read, you become a better reader. And I said, you've given him a very valuable gift. So, and that was probably the best comment that we had gotten from parents, was that my child loves to read now.
And the teacher candidates are models for these little guys. They really look up to them. They admire them, and they enjoy coming. They're excited when they come in. So I think the teacher candidates make a big difference, too. They're young. Most of them are, you know, fairly young. Mm-hmm. And I think that modeling really does promote that love of reading.
So can trips to the library help with reading at all still?
Oh, trips to the library are excellent, because this is where, you know, the libraries are always, you know, exhibiting new books out there, and there's more to a library than just the books that would encourage reading. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of videos and technology that students and parents both can use. So, and it's one way that we can save ourselves an expense as a parent. Books are expensive, so let's start going to the library, checking out books, and not only does that help with the reading, but it helps create a strong bond with that parent and that child.
Dr. Porter and Dr. McCollum, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you
for having us.
Visit our website at krcu.org to learn how to sign your child up for the free program, Read to Succeed Plus Reading Academy.